Do you know why you've been called into my office today? Exactly. Your performance has been a bit lacking, and we have a very, very important shareholder meeting coming up. I built this company from the ground up with my own blood, sweat, and tears, and I only want the best of the best to work for me. Are you sweating? That's adorable. Calm down. You've shown promise, but there's something a bit off on you. I can smell it. The fear, the uncertainty. I think I need to get you to relax a bit. How? No, I can tell you go to the gym. I mean, all of you men love to talk about it so much, as if it somehow makes you better than the people who don't spend time working out. There's so many better things in life than wasting time at a gym. Are you bettering your caliber, your perseverance, your personality, your drive, your empathy? Doubtful. See, I may be fierce, like a lioness, but I also have heart. I have sympathy. I have compassion. There is a time and a place for everything, and you need to get to work. I wasn't telling you to stand. Stay seated. I have in front of you my very own work computer, as you can see. And you notice Zoom is up? You are about to be in a practice meeting. Well, that's not entirely true. This is a meeting that is a practice to see if I should keep you here or if this should be a warning. The thing I pride myself about this company is the workers' determination at coming up with improvising things on the spot, pulling things from their memories and their experiences, and you are gonna do just that. You see, one of our very special clients has to do with PC gaming. And I happen to know that you are an avid gamer. So you're gonna sit here while I stand behind the screen. Or they can't see me, of course. But I am gonna be touching you the way I feel like it. So, without further ado, look at that. You pack those boxers very, very well. Oh, honey, I have such special powers that I can tell you've been thinking about this for a very long time. Tell me you want this. Tell me you want me to stroke that frustration out in you, help you feel more calm, more focused, more ready to seize the day and what you deserve. Good boy. I've got my hands all wet. Now, you're going to start the call. Oh, don't worry. I have special effects in place so that they can't hear my hand stroking you. But you might have to watch your moans a little bit. Okay, go. They can't hear me in your ear talking like this. Oh, you started out by moaning your name? I'm gonna have to take a point off for that. Swallow your spit. You like the feel of my well-manicured hand wrapped around that shaft, stroking you up and down? My beautiful long red nails. I could scratch your thigh and leave a mark if I wanted to. You're at my mercy now. I know you want it. I can read your mind. You see, I am not human. I'm a succubus. And right now, I'm trying to get as many loads as I can from human men. I know you drummed me up. I'm gonna select 3 very special men. Stay focused. He just asked you a question. Oh, that's right. I'm gonna have you imagine now what it's like for your dick to be inside my tight, warm, wet pussy. I'm so good at milking out cum. The way I can work my muscles is like nothing you've ever experienced before. Oh, this is making me so wet. I'm just gonna freeze the call right now and have you taste me while I stroke you. Open your mouth. You taste that? Oh, if you're being good enough, you'll get to feel it. Oh, I love how hard you are. I bet your dick would feel perfect in me. I bet you could think about bending me over my desk, tearing my panties off with your teeth, eating me out from behind, and then working that perfect cock into me, fucking me harder and harder till you come deep in my fucking womb. I bet you come a lot, don't you? Are you blushing? Oops, I started the call up again. You better recover. It looks like he's getting a bit impatient with you. I don't want to lose this client. There are so many video game nerds out there in the world that we can make an excellent profit from. Would you be surprised to find out that I am one of them? You know, I created my own very own VR game where you can fuck me any place, anytime, and I'd be able to hook up this sex toy to your cock, and it mimics every single motion I do, whether with my tongue, with my hands, with my pussy, with my ass, even with my feet or my thighs. Do you want to come for me? Do you want to come in my hand? Make a mess for me? Isn't it such sweet torture when I stroke you quickly and then I slow down and I pull my hand away when you buck those hips only to stroke you quickly again? You are my pet. Say it. You now belong to me. This cum, these loads, your pleasure is all mine. Now come for me. Be my good boy. I ache to feel that warm splash of your cum all over my skin, covering my hand, my nails, licking it from my palm, looking into your eyes as you surrender. Come for me. That's it. Let go. Grab me. Thrust into my hand. You got some on my face. I have to say, you passed with flying colors. You taste divine, my pet. Now, go get yourself cleaned up. Get back to work. And this was just a test. That was not a real person, but you will be having a meeting with them by the end of this week. So chop chop. Time is money, precious. And you, I'll see you tomorrow. Those balls better be full. And you better get ready to eat me out from behind and make me come. Or that is going to be warning number one. Good seeing you. Nice chat.